Woods, how you doing?
Great, Gregor. Thanks for that intro.
You ever drop the weight on you when you're working out?
Yeah, actually, I did, and I dropped it on my foot. And the way it happened, there was a smaller plate on one of the weight trees. I pulled the bigger one off, didn't see the one on the end that was smaller. It was 10 pounds.
Oof.
It landed on my foot, and I still feel the effects, Mr. Gregor, at this stage of life, if it's any.
Did you break any bones?
No broken bones, but it was sore for a long time. Thank God I saved my face. You know what I mean? I still have a modeling career to look forward to.
Well, people probably don't know this. Jeff Woods, circa 19, I think, 89 or 90, was the Sunshine Playboy of the month, if I'm not mistaken.
Gregor, you know what? I'm surprised you can remember all of this, but it was 1983.
Sorry. Oh, Jesus. Didn't think you're that old, but okay. Nice. If any of our listeners could find that picture, I'd really appreciate it. So keep on the lookout. We might have to talk to our good buddy, Mr. Ma at The Sun, because I know they have everything archived. We'd love to get a picture of that. Every time we have you on the show, we'll just put that up on our Twitter page. Oh, that'd be good times. Today I want to talk about something interesting. There's lots of parents now that are looking for their kids, they're training. There's lots of people that are competitive about their children and where they want to go. And some of it's healthy competition, some's unhealthy, depends on who you are. But what's a safe time for young kids to start weight training? Is it safe? What are the benefits, I guess?
Yeah, okay. So, first of all, it is safe. And I know that there'd be some that, you know, might think that it's not, but as long as the focus, Gregor, is right, and here's what the focus should be. Like in the early stages of life for a kid, as soon as they can walk, the focus should be unstructured activity, just having fun, running, throwing, jumping, just playing, just getting out there and getting heart rate up. And those stresses on a young body are our first introductions to resistance training, because it puts stress on our body. So our bones get more dense, our connective tissues get stronger, so we're more stable at our shoulders and all our joint sites, and we're able to develop confidence in movement young. It's good physical literacy is what we call it. So, you know, that should be the focus probably up until about the age of 10. And then beyond that, you know, at 10, we could introduce the concept of resistance training. But the focus, again, should be more muscular endurance. There should never, ever be any load goals, like doing maximal effort work at that stage of life.
Okay, so then what are some of the benefits of strength training for children? And when we're talking children, like how young are we talking?
Well, we're talking about right about that age. Like there's actually been research done, Jason, on children as young as 8 years of age doing very traditional weight training. So doing deadlifts and doing squats and doing, you know, basic movements for our chest and back. And again, I qualify my comment. The focus is not about heavy loading. It's about developing good biomechanical patterning. And they just learn how to perform all of these movements using broomsticks and things like that.
Okay, I was going to ask you because, yeah, their hands aren't big enough to get some of the bars, I wouldn't think. So broomsticks, okay.
Yeah. So, or you can go even to like a local hardware store and get different girths, like of doweling, and you can actually cut these things off to represent the same length as Olympic bars and things like that, so that they have some sense of bar length and so on, and manipulating the bar in the appropriate ranges of motion for all the basic lifts. And with weight training in general, Gregor, like there's probably only six basic patterns that all strength training exercises are derived from, like your deadlift, your squat, your press for your chest, pull for your back, your overhead presses. And then from there, there's just angle variations. Now, as far as the benefits go, like for a young person, I mean, you can improve bone density because of that stress. And this is really important, Gregor, for our young female demographic, because women, as they get older, tend to be more vulnerable to osteoporosis, like bone density issues. So the younger that a female athlete can start to lift weights and do it safely, they improve their chances of not maybe developing bone density issues as they get older. Now, yeah. One other thing, for the other athletes, male or female, just doing, you know, weight training, it helps with better joint stability. so that they'll be able to maintain greater postural stability just during play, for example. And then at one time, it was kind of interesting, Gregor, that most experts thought that there was no value in any strength training for young kids because there wasn't enough circulating testosterone where they would end up getting any strength development. But the research has proved otherwise. Okay. Most of the benefits are like what we call neuromuscular. So because they're going through the range of motion and learning these actions, they just get more confident in movement, and it did seem to improve their strength, even though there wasn't high amounts of hormonal influence, but they just got more confident with movement.
Yeah, well, I think that's the key, is just knowing how to do the movements. Now, what about the damage of growth plates during weight training?
Okay, that's kind of interesting. So with the growth plates are sort of rubbery tissue at the end of the long bones in the arms and in the legs.
Okay.
And they stay in that state like before puberty. So that's when the bones are the most vulnerable to damage. So that's why we would want to discourage young athletes from doing any really heavy lifting. But here's another thing with the growth plates, Gregor. Even through the normal course of play, like playing soccer, you get repetitive strain injuries, like from kicking a soccer ball too much. So we've had cases and evidence of the growth plate being affected with that overuse. And young baseball players, same thing when they're throwing too much. But I want to reiterate, and I don't want to make anybody paranoid, like these circumstances are very rare. It doesn't happen all the time, but you do want to be paying attention if your young athlete is complaining of like a sore hip or a sore shoulder. Like, don't disregard it, because there could be some evaluation that needs to take place from a doctor, obviously, for that reason.
Okay, yeah, because I was just curious, because I've heard a lot about the growth plate and, you know, if there's any risk to that. So then here's the stuff for you, Woods. What kind or what type of strength training can kids do?
Well, here's the thing. Early in life, like we talked about, just movement and running in different directions and the force generated back on a young body from even doing speed and agility training is a good place to start. Then beyond that, if you want to make your young athlete strong, the same basic multi-joint strength exercises that you would educate an adult to do, like deadlifts, like squats, those are totally acceptable for a young person to learn how to do. And it wouldn't matter, Gregor, what sport or activity that you wanted to pursue after getting stronger. These basic movement patterns, strength exercises, they're applicable to directions in any sport, whether you play badminton, whether you play like a contact sport like football, or then you move into baseball, it wouldn't matter. Like, it's all relative. Those types of basic multi-joint movements are good for sports, but they're also good for life, because in your day-to-day life, you're squatting, you're bending over, you're pushing, and you're pulling. So it's relative to life movement as well.
Okay. Jeff Woods from Custom Fit joined us. So then, what about when do you believe kids can start to train more maximally when it comes to resistance?
Okay, good question. And with that, so after the age of puberty, Gregor, that would be the time. So for girls, because they reach puberty a little bit faster than boys, that would be between the ages of 13 to 15 for young women. So they, provided that they haven't had any history of injury and they've done all the proper progressions to this point in their life, then they could start to entertain doing more maximal effort lifting. For young boys, because they reach puberty a little bit later, 15 to 17 years old for boys is probably more appropriate, and then they could take on the same sort of weight loading as their female counterpart.
Jeffrey, always good to catch up. This interesting stuff for kids. So start with that broomstick. Just get used to the deadlift motion, the squat. And, hey, air squats. Yarmir Yager did, he did a ridiculous amount, like 1,000 a day when he was a kid. And now he has some of the biggest glutes going. So there's definitely some benefits to do it without any weight.
Absolutely there is. And, Gregor, one other thing that the listeners, for coaches and parents, they might be interested to research this. If you go online, look up long-term athlete development. And it's a 7-stage model developed by the Canadian Sport for Life group. And what it does, basically, it's a 7-stage model that sort of gives coaches and parents an indication of when to introduce activities appropriately relative to age, where kids don't get discouraged and they don't get hurt. And the guideline there helps athletes or young kids, young people, to stay active throughout their life because they don't get discouraged. So it's a great plan, long-term athletic development. I'd highly recommend that people have a look.
Jeff, great stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jason. Bye.